You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
So we are at the Think and Drink Bible study tonight, and we were looking at a whole lot of church history and how we got to where we are now as churches, both the good, the bad, and the ugly, and a little bit of everything. So y'all, what is sticking out in your mind tonight? What stuck with you?
What sticks out to me is that it's true. Those who don't understand history are truly doomed to repeat it. I saw a lot of things that look familiar in the modern times that were occurring 500, 600, 700 years ago. And for me, it just makes me kind of reflect a little bit more about what's going on in the world just outside the United States so that I can contribute to the solution and not be a part of the problem. So, there.
Oh, so what did I get from tonight? First of all, the visuals were so like intriguing. Like every time I like saw something on the screen, I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta look this up. Like one place, Cappadocia or something. Yeah, that was it, Cappadocia. That place looks awesome. And the Colosseum. But as we took this journey through it, and I mean, we touched on a couple of different points, but there was a lot of stuff that I don't know, misinformed or misremembered. It's really like, and that what made it great, because I was a little scared when I started asking questions about the Crusade and the Inquisition and being in a safe place to actually have those questions answered without feeling like I was like insulted. Like it was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, all right, so that's where that came from. And then seeing how the church, the different parts, like started branching off, like we're all one, but it was kind of like what caused, you know, the Baptists and what caused Methodists and Lutheran, like all those different parts, you know. And it wasn't just over like, you know, somebody took Bob's parking spot, now we're going to just break off and have our own church. It was like there was some stuff. And I think the Saint Nick punching somebody in the face, best quote ever in a Bible meeting ever. So that, yeah, so it was a lot to take in, and it actually fueled me to look up a lot of stuff. So I have some homework to do to really like go back into some of this stuff. And then, and then the other part about the, was it Adam Anam, who was very fun in the church, and he was from Africa, and he was, so there was a whole bunch of stuff that I had never heard of, and yet it's out there, and this is a good place to start with that journey. So I had a blast.
It's always very interesting to come to these Bible studies. I find them challenging, and make me initiate some desire to go study some more. It also... It's very funny to me how a lot of the conversations, if you went to a church meeting today, it would be very similar to a church meeting 2,000 years ago. And some of the same conversations and arguments or not necessarily arguments, but disagreements or challenges of beliefs that were happening way back when are still happening today, which I guess is probably means that it's healthy. And that we kind of are continuing to evolve, even though we re-evolve and under-evolve, or we just keep coming back for more. So as much as people down the church, I can't imagine not going. And as much as people say the church is in rough shape or bad or could certainly improve, which it certainly can, it's just constantly been going on, you know, for as long as forever. And we, so we don't have any we're not any better than they were 2,000 years ago, but we should be more knowledgeable, but we're not. So I guess it's more inviting to me to study more and to come to more Bible studies like today, because, you know, as promised, the person that we call Alan, by lack of any other name, is, you know, just brings it. And, you know, it's a very interesting, if you're not coming, you're missing a big thing, is all I can say. And I look forward to whatever happens next week, because this week was really good. Thanks.
There are several takeaways I have. One is, I think about looking through a family album or learning about your family history, and there are those like, oh, did that really happen? Like, and we romanticize some things that were not as romantic as we thought, and we dismiss things that perhaps were more important. We make more important things that perhaps aren't as important. And I think depending on where you are with your family, you might be in a place, like with the church, you might be in a place where you're angry and, you know, there is no good thing you see, or you're really happy and satisfied with it, and you think all good things. But at some point, you wrestle with both the good and the bad of the church family. And for me, I'm in a phase in my life, after having been for many years in a phase where every church I saw, I thought, man, we should burn it down and save all the gold and feed the poor and, you know, do all these things. I'm now in an incredibly, I have a soft spot for the church because I see it as struggling through the millennia and trying to get it right and often failing and faltering and, you know, at first thinking, okay, we've got this thing going, and then corruption gets involved and power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, you know, all these things, it has to deal with questions that Jesus didn't ever directly address, you know? It's like, what do we do now with Social Security, you know? What do we do now with, what happens when you're 34, if Jesus died at 33, what's life look like 34 and older? What does it look like as the times change? And I have a lot of sympathy and empathy for the church. And, you know, it thought, you know what, the church is this established at this time in this place, and then it had to evolve, and it became the visible church, and then it became the invisible church, and now it's the universal church. So there are all these iterations of it, but through it, I think through dialogue and reconciliation, by the grace of God, there have been some wonderful things that have happened in church history, and there have been some opportunities for us to look back and say, yeah, you know, that doesn't represent where we'd like to be or who we believe we are in Christ Jesus, and so we repent of those past mistakes. And I don't think that disproves, you know, our faith or God's love. I think sometimes there's this, we get defensive about saying sorry as if that means all divine revelation, everything good that happened was, you know, is not good. It's like, no, you can just still say bad. You can still say sorry for the bad things. But wherever you are in your journey, know that God meets us there, whether you're angry or really happy with the church or ambivalent or wondering about its relevance, or like me, sort of realizing like family, there's the good, there's the bad, and then there's God's amazing grace through it all. So that's my takeaway, and I'm thankful for that.
And so next week, looking at Revelation 1 through 9, and what is apocalyptic literature?
And you don't want to miss our Bible studies on Revelation. You don't want to be left out or left behind on that one. This will be the endings to all endings. So we hope that you'll join us Wednesdays at 5:05 p.m., 900 North Washington Street, with Ken Grant, the resident heretic, Alan, also part of the Heretic Ensemble, and Simon and the Stylites will also be performing next time. So.
Guaranteed, there will be
blood.
A variety of views offered. This will not be
correct.
A monolithic,
including from Martin Luther.
So.
And movies.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook, just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.